What can I say? Like Pastor says, he gave me like an hour. And I'm like sweating. And it's not the Holy Spirit. But you know what God told me today for you all? God said we're in a time of elevation. God said, he showed me a gun. And you know when the gun shoots? And just bear with me because I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit right now. And he said he's doing things rapidly. And he's doing things in elevation. But he's doing things in rapid mode. The body needs it. And I'm just excited. I had so much to, you know, go through. But right now, as long, you know, here, I thank God because the fire of God is in here right now. I don't know. I know it's the heat. Part of it's the heat, but God said we're in a new season. And, you know, I thank God for Pastor because he threw me into the deep without any floaties. But God said, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to pound? Are you going to cry and complain about it? You didn't give me enough time. God said to be ready and stay ready. But the body doesn't do nothing to be ready. God says, what are y'all doing to be ready? Wow, I'm out of my message right now. Thank you, Lord. But I pray you guys open your hearts because it's not for me. It's for you all. And, you know, Pastor and I, I've been here with him for ups and downs. But, you know, God's been good because through adversity comes growth. And in my message, Pastor and I were in the same vein. And, I mean, I have a different scripture that he has. But let me just give you the scripture that the Lord gave me today. And it's Isaiah 43:2. And it says, when you pass through the waters, Isaiah 43:2. Thank you, Lord. You say amen when you're ready. Because I'm still trying to train myself how to wait on the Lord. Because, you know, when you're, like I told Pastor the last time, when you're in the corral like a bull and you haven't gone out of that corral for a while, you better get out of my way because I'm busting through that. Isaiah 43:2. Amen. Okay. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God gave me this because God said a lot of us right now are going through the fire. But God was telling me, you know, that there's reasons why you go through the fire. But God wants you to cry out to him and ask him, why am I going through this fire? What are you trying to teach me? You know, a lot of us think that fires are bad. Sometimes fires are not bad. Fires are meant to shape you, to mold you, to be like a Christ-like example. Thank you, Lord. And God wants to be like him. I'm going to tell you right now, going through the fires are not easy. I'm not going to give you a medal and say, oh, you know, who wants to go through the fire? But I'm going to tell you right now, God reshapes you. God does a work in you. And God is so good in this house because, like Pastor said earlier, God's getting ready to do something with this house. You know, not just with his house, but with the body of Christ. Because God, right now, there's a sense of urgency. And God doesn't want you to be, you know, in your mess and continue to go in your mess. He just wants you. God says, we're going through. God says, we're going through. And as we're going through, in the end, we're going to have victory. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Who wants victory? Who wants to keep going through what they're going through? Who's ready to cross the Jordan and get your blessings? I said, who's getting ready to cross the Jordan? Oh, man. The Spur fans can do better than this. Who wants to cross the Jordan? Wow. Whoa. Heaven heard you all right there. But I'm going to tell you right now. God says, when you want something, you take it by force. So do you go like, well, you know, this is what I want. You know, come on. This is my blessing. Come on. Or do you go like this? This is what I want, Lord. I want my blessing. Who wants their blessing here today? I don't know about you all, but I'm here to get my blessings. And God said, today, we're going to break things in the atmosphere. We're going to break things in our lives. God says, you are not alone. God says, I am with you. You are not alone because God says, I am not forsaking you. God's going to give you such a fire that it will not contain you. It was going to radiate through your bones, God says. And what you're feeling, tap into the spirit realm because the Holy Spirit fire is getting ready to be unleashed. Man of God, be ready because the fire is getting ready to hit you. You will not be the same. You're getting ready to tap into things that you have not done before. God says, get your mind out of the way and watch what I can do for you, says the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, right now. I just want to tell you all, you know, excuse me for the Holy Spirit, but you know what? That's how I roll. That's how I roll. Pastor Marty, I don't know if you should have given me this mic, Pastor Marty, because it's been a while since I felt this good. And we're going to hear the heavenly realms in Jesus' name. You are not going to leave the same today. Because I ask God for a breakthrough in your lives. You are not living the same. God said today, He's going to break chains. He's going to break bondages. He's going to break yokes. He's going to, oh my God, He's going to bring someone in your life. God says, whoever's feeling lonely, whoever doesn't have a helpmate, God's saying, I am bringing him to you. God said, just wait on me. Wait on my instructions. God says, my people cannot wait. God says, you wait. You be still. You stand firm. You stay steadfast. And look what God can do for you. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rabaraka Rota. Sikoyata Mananayata. God says to be tenacious. That's why I wore this shirt. God says, do not give up. Do not give up. A lot of you are getting ready to give up because you put your eyes on that mountain. God says, speak to that mountain and it has to get out of the way. I said, speak to that mountain and it has to get out of the way. But we put our focus too much on that mountain. God says, no more. No more. All that, right now in Jesus' mighty name, all that anxiety, I break it. All that stress, I break it right now. In Jesus' mighty name. All that depression, I break it. In Jesus' mighty name. God said, no more. Today is a new day. Today is a new season. God said, it's a new oil. The horn of oil is being poured out into this realm. Can I get an amen? No, no, no. Can I get an amen? I go to games and they do better than this. This is for God. This is for the kingdom. This is your creator. This is your alpha. This is your omega. Praise him. Praise him right now. You want your breakthrough. You want your blessing. I tell you right now, how bad do you want it? Are you going to take it by force? Are you going to take it by force? God said no more. Come on, baby. God said no more. God said, I'm doing something different. God said, I'm going to take you outside the box. God said, obey me and watch what I do for you. Woman of God, your time is here. Your time is here. Your time of crying to Him. God says, I hear every single tear, every single prayer. Your prayer and your tears are not in vain, says God. God, in Jesus' mighty name, I release the fire of the Holy Spirit into you. God says, you are worthy. God says, you are precious. God says, you are royalty. Every word that is coming to your ear gate that you're not worthy, God says, I break it right now with a breaker's anointing, God says, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise Him. Come on. Come on. Praise Him, baby. Do my favor. If you have a heavenly language, pray in your spirit right now. Pray in the spirit right now. I'm telling you, the helping of the heaven is getting ready to open. The heavens, God says, whatever we loose on earth will be loosed on heaven. So whatever you're asking for, God's getting ready to release it for you, God says. God's getting ready to release it, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. Man. That's why I love this church, because we let the Holy Spirit flow, because we don't put our hands on it, because God is in control of this service, and I'm just a conduit. I'm just a vessel that God is using. But God says, I want to bless my people. God says, I want to bless my people today, that they are not going to leave the same tonight. They're going to take what they've been asking for. Arabasikaraba, prodigal sons, marriages being restored. Whew. I thank him for husbands right now. Financial breakthroughs. Depression being broken. Loneliness being broken. God says, I am with you no matter where you're at. I am with you in times of need. I am with you when you feel alone. God says, I am here for you. So cry out to them. God said, today is the day. But God said, I'm going to expect things from you. God says, how much do you want me? You want to thirst for me? I release right now to the atmosphere a thirst and a hunger to want more of him. God says, I'm tired of you looking for physical things. God says, I want you, your prayer should be, I want more of you, Lord. I want more of your presence. I want more of your tangible presence. God says, I want that thickness to come into the atmosphere. I want to feel you. I want to be encouraged. God says, I am encouraging you today. God says, I want to bless you. I want to bless my people, God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow. Raise your hands. Because God, right now, the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to burn off things in you. God says, I'm burning off the old. I'm burning off the old because I'm bringing the new. So as I release that wind of fire, don't let your mind get in the way. I want you to get blessed today. I don't want your mind to make you lose your blessing today. I want you all to be blessed beyond measure. We're going to do this as a corporate prayer right now, but I want to release a blessing of you all right now in Jesus' name. God says, wow, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The year of Jubilee is here. The year of Jubilee is here. God says the year of Jubilee is here. If you don't understand what the year of Jubilee is, it's a time of harvest when your harvest is here. Your harvest is here. Your harvest is here. Your harvest is here. Lord God, I release blessings. I release blessings. I release blessings right now. Blessings. You know their hearts. You know what they're crying out to you, Lord God. I release them right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let them be blessed, Lord God. Let them leave not the same. When they leave out those doors, Lord God, let them not pick up their mess again. Let it leave it and learn to trust in you, my Lord, because you are the one that's going to do it for us, Lord God. God says to cast all your burdens upon him because he cares. God says you are the salt of the earth. God says you are the light. God says I'm getting ready to take that lampshell, the lamp out of there so the light can shine. God says, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. So I know all of you in Jesus' mighty name. We seal that with the blood, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, 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 amen. Wow. You may be seated. I'm going to tell you right now, God said, oh, Lord God. Wow. Boy, Pastor, I drink water. I don't know about you. I want the same fire for you all. And it's not hot because it's hot. I'm telling you right now. God said he's going to do something today. It's a new change. God said today is a paradigm shift. Paradigm shift. And whoever doesn't know what a paradigm shift, God's going to change your mindsets. God's going to change the way you do things. God's going to make you change and turn around your life around. Man, your life is turning around. 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 I release the 360 in your life. Women of God, you will not dress the same. You will not think the same. You will not be the same right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I release blessings to that one woman of God, Lord God. I release even your singing in your mouth that's been dormant for too long. God says, I hear you sing to me. I see you sing to me, God says. Now release that joy because God said, in that midst of that singing, your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ma'am, you will not be alone. You will not be alone. God says he's getting ready to bless you with somebody. You are not alone. God says he is with you all time. But God's going to release someone to you. And you will not be alone because at times you felt lonely. At times you felt you need somebody to be with you. God says, I'm releasing someone to you. And I release it in Jesus' mighty name. Because God is good to you. God hears all your cries. You've been in a season of trials and tribulations. But God said, this is your season, woman of God. And whoever says that you're not worthy, God says, you are worthy.
every word that has been spoken against you, that has been a curse, I break it in the Jesus' mighty name. No more, says God. Self-condemnation, no more, says God. I can use you. God says, I don't want a perfect vessel. I want a willing vessel. And God says, I'm ready to do something with you. I am just waiting for you, woman of God. Step up, God said. Do not. I break that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. I break everything from your past that thinks that it's going to hold you down. God said, no more, woman of God. You're getting out of that boat and you're walking on water like Peter did. You're walking with faith. You're walking with dignity in Jesus' mighty name. I bless you, woman of God. Blessings, 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 blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise Him. Oh, my God. Come on, let's go. Get off your feet and praise Him. Come on. You're not tired. You're not tired. I'm the one that's preaching, so you shouldn't be tired. Like Pastor says, you don't want to be a preacher because we're getting ready to go through the fire ourselves. Ooh. Do me a favor. Breathe it in. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. There's a big, thick, tangible mist in this atmosphere. And if you want to take it with you, you're getting ready to take that fire. So inhale it. There's a better drug than the drugs out there. And it's called the Holy Spirit. And it's called the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you all, but I like to take drugs. It's called the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? I don't know, Pastor. I don't know if you should pray, let your Holy Spirit flow, but I am so excited for you all. And the message is today, everybody of you are going through. You're going through. God says you will not be burned. And you will not be scorched. But when you're going through, God says, you're gonna, in the end, you're gonna have victory. You're gonna have victory. You're gonna have victory. God says, do not fear. God says, I am your strength. I am your shield. I am your shield. God says, I'm doing something different in you. God said, I'm releasing my angels to do war for each one of you today. And those angels are going to go through your family. Because God says, if you're saved, your family is saved. And I'm going to tell you right now, your harvest before this year is up, they will be testifying. You will be testifying on top right now with so many testimonies. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a glory to God? Come on, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Wow. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up. I don't know about you, but if you all are getting ready to throw the towel, I'm going to throw it right back in your face. Because God said, you pick up that towel and start moving forward like I told you to. God said, quit complaining on what you don't have or what you want. God says, you put your face on me and you just press through. Persevere. God said before they persecuted you, they persecuted Him. And thank God we did not have to go to the cross because He went to the cross for us. God did away with all our sins. And God wants something new for all of you. And the Bible says if you don't believe it, I believe it for you. Because God says you have to have the faith of a mustard seed. And you watch when you plant that seed and you let it die. You watch how big that plant can grow. It grows 10 times. And I'm going to give you another scripture. It says Isaiah 41:10. You can take a seat. I mean, I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. But thank you, Jesus, for the grace and mercy. Can I get an amen? Come on. This is all for God. This is for the kingdom, not for me. Alright, Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Let me read that again. I will strengthen you. Let me read that again. I will strengthen you. I will help you. A lot of you right now, you need a refreshing. You need a refreshing. But I'm going to tell you right now what God is telling me to tell y'all. God has given you instructions. God has given you something to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't like what God just told you. But God said, if you obey me, you watch what I do. We don't like sometimes, you know, I tell my daughters, God and then the world. God is a broccoli and the world is a piece of candy. God gives you something that's good for you, but you don't like it. The world gives you something that's good, but you want even more. And sugar, who doesn't like sugar? Raise your hand, who doesn't like sugar? I need to pray for y'all now even more. No. But God said to me, he needed you to strengthen y'all. Because a lot of you have lost hope. A lot of you are in despair and getting ready to give up. A lot of you have not seen your promises come to fruition. But God says, remember, it's my time, not your time. And that's the biggest thing I can honestly tell you when you have to wait on the Lord. Because you know what? That's not easy. Because sometimes he doesn't answer you in a day. Sometimes he doesn't answer you in a week. Sometimes he doesn't answer you in a month, a year, two, three, four, five. You know, you never know. My family, I mean, I love my family. They're not saved. And right now it's been almost 8 years and they're still, you know, God's still in the process. But you know what? God gives us a faith. And you know what? I have faith that someday I will see my family walk in and I will see them saved. And I trust my Lord with Almighty that he's going to do that because he says he does not lie. And he says his word does not come void. So I believe in his word because it is true today, tomorrow, and yesterday. It will never, never, ever be a lie from God. So I just want to tell you all today that you're going to be rejuvenated, re-energized. And God says no more, no more. But God does want to make you some changes in your lives. And that's not easy. But God says, I want you to change. And sometimes it's going to go against your beliefs. Sometimes it's going to go against your beliefs. God's going to work outside the box. And all of you that are sitting here today that have been standing on your gifts, God said, no more. No more. Because it's very vital. Right now we're in the end of times. And we're very, right now, it's very crucial that you all start and stepping in faith and start doing what God tells you to do. And the ministry doesn't stop in these four walls. You know what? So many people think the church is right here. The saving. The Bible says it's not the sick that need the doctor. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the healthy that need a doctor. Well, it's because lack of water. Pastor, seriously, Pastor, kill me over here. Okay. One momento. I'm sorry. Miss Katrina, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wash this towel. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just excited for all of y'all because I see finished products. I said I see finished products. I see greatness in you all. I see Holy Spirit all over you all. I see preachers. I see evangelists. I see singers. Oh, God, I just see so many great things happening for all of you. And I'm excited for you all. You all might not be excited, but guess what? I'm excited for you. Are you excited, Ms. Joy? No, come on, girl. You want $1 million. Are you excited? Oh, Lord, help us. Everybody lay hands over there. But I'm just excited to tell you all what God's getting ready to do. I gave you scriptures because so many of you are getting ready. You're walking in defeat. God said, no more. You're walking like this. Kicking the rock, you know. Waiting for your food. I'm not going to mention that guy, but, you know, somebody was waiting for their food today. And got a big saffron hair. If you don't know what saffron is, it's like a type of herb. But, you know, one thing God did tell me a lot is the biggest thing for you all right now, and the reason you all are losing hope and you're not feeling that you have enough strength is because God says, you wait upon me. Nobody wants to wait upon God. Everybody wants to. And you know, like I remember Pastor Marty said the other day,
Every time David prayed to God, things went right. Every time he didn't pray, things went wrong. I'm going to teach you something. God said, every time you do something, you pray. Before you do anything, you pray. I hear you, sister. I hear you, sister. Come on, sister. Give me an amen over there, sister. Oh, yeah. Here we go, sister. Come on, sister. God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. God gave us a brain for a reason. And sometimes we don't pray. Because what happens? Flesh gets in the way. Whew. Say it again, sister. How many? All the time. We want to do our own agenda. God said, how about my agenda? We don't want to do God's agenda. And then when we see it fail, what happens? Well, God, you told me to do it. And God said, I didn't tell you to do it. I gave you instructions and you decided, I gave you the pizza and you decided to add the pepperoni with that. Hey, Pastor, look at this. Preach it on, preacher, preach it on. You see, you're not the only one, Pastor. But this is the thing. God wants you to wait on him. But we don't wait. We're so impatient. I mean, I'm gonna put the Spurs as an analogy. It took them almost what? Since 2007 years to win a championship. And you know what? That, say it again, sister. Sister, I'm the one preaching, sister, okay? Let me take any of my words over there. May it lay in the spirit over there, sister. But we have to be patient. And you know, sometimes God does put people in our lives. And you know what? One of the hardest things is to trust people because we've been hurt too much. So God's like, okay, I'm going to put that person in your life to help you. And I'm just as guilty, like Pastor says, you know, but I know that not this church, right? We don't do that in this church, right? It's other churches, right? Because this church is holy. This church is holy, right? But I tell you, God wants us just to wait upon him. And you wait, and what you watch what God will do. You will soar like an eagle. I'm going to give you this scripture. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall wait. And I did my homework, wait. It says to stand by, to hold on, to stay put where you are, and to sit tight. It doesn't say to move. Does it say, but they that wait, that do not wait upon the Lord? It doesn't say that. It said they shall renew their strength. They should not mount up with, they should mount up like wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. So there, God gives us the book, but I'm going to tell you another thing that God's telling me to tell you. With instructions comes this, the word of God. How many of us do really spend time, as well as myself? I told my daughters, the word of God is like a vitamin that you have to take every day. When you don't take it every day, you get weak. And I'm going to teach you all, if you do not read your word, you cannot overcome what Satan has against you. If you're struggling for depression, you go back to the Bible and you read, okay, what does it talk about depression? And God said, you'll fight with the word. You tell the enemy, you know what the Bible says, blah, 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 blah. And you tell that and you stand on his promise. And are you going to get tested? Yeah, you're going to test it, but God wants to see what you're going to do. Are you going to stand your ground? Or are you going to press through? Are you going to press through? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can say it, but it's easier to say it than doing it. And I'm going to tell you right now, the word says, be a hearer of the word, but also be a doer of the word. So as you read your word, God expects you to do it. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're probably going to not love me after this one. But let's not pick and choose. Let's not pick and choose what scriptures we like. Okay, I know you guys love me, right? If I say it again, you okay? Let me get behind the pulpit. Pastor, where's the screen right here? Look, I can't hide over here. We can't pick and choose what scriptures we like. Well, I'm not going to forgive that sister because she keeps looking at me like she's all that in a bag of chips. You know, and I'm telling you right now, or you know, God tells you, crucify your flesh, right? And so he says, okay, it's 12 minutes. I need you to get up and go knock on your neighbor because your neighbor needs prayer. And you're like, oh, I'm too tired. God said, didn't I tell you to go? And by you being obedient, you watch what God does for that person. But the problem with all of us is we don't want to. Because we're too tired. The flesh, I have a headache. You know, I just put my avocado mask, you know. Takes about an hour to take it off. And these cucumbers are organic. They're very expensive. So I'm not about to take off these cucumbers. Because, you know, they come once every 2 weeks. So no, I'm not going to do it, right? That's all you, right? Or you're wearing your pajamas, your Hello Kitty pajamas, you know. Or pine tree pajamas, not going to mention. But this year we need pine tree pajamas, extra large. No. Oh no, you're large now. Cause we've been losing weight. You guys are lucky I wasn't here a couple of times ago, cause you know, thank God for suspenders, cause you know, we went on that fast and that was just the devil, because you know, the Holy Spirit almost flew through my pants, you know, when I was up here the last time. But thank God for suspenders. But God wants us to do something, not just sit and do nothing. God wants us to do nothing. Doesn't want us just to sit and do nothing. God said, are you going to be the one that's in the sideline, or you want to be the one that's playing out in that game? God expects things from you, and God's not going to make it easy either. The sacrifices, when Pastor was talking about, they come very, very at a high price. Man, God comes to you when, you know, you can go home right now and he'll give you something. You're like, oh, okay, this crazy, you know, preacher was taking forever and it was hot in there and we're sweating like we're in the Sahara Desert and the AC doesn't really work and, you know, and we thought it was the Holy Spirit, but it wasn't really the Holy Spirit. But God wants change for the body. God wants us to change things in our lives. But we, you know, I'm just going to say how it is. We can be stubborn sometimes because we don't like what God tells us. God gives us so many specific instructions, and we cannot add more things to the instructions because God told you exactly how to do it. But your flesh is like, wow, what do you want me to tell that lady, you know, that message, Lord? That's not a very nice message. But you know what? It will make you mad. But one thing I've learned with Pastor Marty is you never want a response. You never want a nice response. You just say what God tells you, and you move on. Because if you wait for man's approval, you will fail. God says, you need my approval. Amen, amen. And God doesn't make it easy. I tell you right now, you are at a grocery store or, you know, God forgive me, I mean, restaurant, you know, sister. I'm not here again to give myself any glory, any praise, but I remember my daughter had, you know, she had an event at Gus Stadium. And, you know, and the person that I hadn't seen for years, and, you know, one thing that I, you know, a lot of you haven't really heard me preach, but one thing I come against is I'm very young. And, you know, God has taught me, Pastor Marty has helped me a lot, but God has taught me a lot of things, but I come against so much because I'm very young. I've only been saved for not many years, and it's hard for people to receive from me. So when I saw this couple saw me when I was a mess. These couples saw me when I was truly not living for God, because the Bible says, because myself, I was in the middle. I wasn't hot and I wasn't cold. I was lukewarm. And the Bible says, God will vomit you out. And I was in the middle because I still wanted my food in the world and I still wanted a touch of God. And there came a time in my life that I had to make a decision. And when I saw my friend and his wife, you know, God told me, you know, just pour out whatever I had in my heart. And his wife, I mean, in the spirit, like Pastor says, you know, when you come to this house, I don't care how many clothes you put on. If God wants to show your dirty stuff, he's going to show you your dirty stuff. And we're included ourselves. So don't be like the people that cover up all their face and you can just see the little eyes right there. God's still going to reveal you. But Pastor said, you're not meant to say everything all the time. And that's a big test from any type of man or God that have prophets. That are prophets or prophetess. But I try to do as much as I could. And you know what? This is all crazy. You know, all you know where Gus Stadium is. There's a lot of football games out there. And we go and God says, pray for him. And there's like millions of cars all around us. Come right here. Let me use an example. Stand right there. And here I am. Yeah, right here. Come on, girl. Let's go. Get those high heels going. Those monster trucks. And I'm like right here. And as I'm praying, I'm like, oh my God. There's like 50 million cars around us, and we're all holding hands, and we're doing it in broad daylight. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, people are gonna see that we're nuts. And we're praying. And that takes guts. I'm gonna tell you right now. Because when you're out there, you're talking about a couple of hundred people out there. I said, baby, thank you. But it takes guts. But God was telling me he wants to do something with y'all that's different. But are you willing to do it? Are you willing? God's not going to force you. But God, if he doesn't use you, he's going to use someone else. So you'll miss out on your blessing. Because God said, okay, you don't want to use? Okay, well, let me use that vessel over there. You don't want to? Okay, well, let me use that vessel. And he moves on to someone and says, you know what? I am willing. But sometimes, is there a price to pay? Yes, there is. But you know what? God is so good that he finds ways to bless you. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, in closing, you know, I think, ooh, you're so good, Lord. You're so good. God is good all the time. No, no, let's get in sync. That was so out of sync. God is good. All the time. All the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him a praise. Let's give him a praise. Pastor, I'm right with you, Pastor. I want to just first of all thank you because God was showing me when you called me that hour. God said that he was getting ready to do something big with all of us here. But God said, as part of our training, but God is going to, I normally don't do this, but he's going to do things rapidly, 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 rapidly. And God, Pastor Marty, I feel it in the spirit that he's going to use you. But if you're willing, God said, if you're willing, because God said, we're in a season of urgency. We're a season of, you know, pressing through. And by this year, I believe great things will happen, not just for this house. I believe it's going to happen for the houses around. All over. Because God is a good God. His hand, like Pastor said, this is the year of his hand. And God wants to bless you. Doesn't have to be finances. There's some of you right now. You know, I was crying out to God earlier because I felt your hearts, you know. We as preachers, as prophets, evangelists, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes God allows us to feel your hearts. And I felt a lot of pain on all of y'all. Some of you carry different burdens for whatever reason. Some of you carry burdens of not being able to be healed. We don't understand why God doesn't do it. Only God knows why. But I know God heals you in his time. Some of you are in desperation because you need a miracle to happen for you right now. God wants to do it for you. And I believe in my heart, I pray to God, God bless your people. Because they need it. They want it. They don't come to church just to come. God wants you to come, but God wants to give you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I feel the anointing. I feel the fire of the Holy Spirit. I thank you right now, Lord God. A lot of you have the hearts of disappointment. A lot of you, your hearts have turned hard. You don't want to receive. You're tired of the same word. You're tired of the same promises. You're like, Lord, you keep telling me over and over, and nothing has happened. But God is a God of change. Right now, I see God softening your hearts because I know if the fire of the Holy Spirit is here very strong. He's burning things right now, and you don't even realize he's doing it for you. I release the fire of the Holy Spirit that is gentle as a dove. You know your cries. You know what you're asking God for. God said, I'm gonna meet that need for you. But God said, don't pick it up anymore. There's too many of us, God does it for us, and we feel that we have to continue to pick it up. Continue. God said, I already did with it. It's already done. Some of you, I feel in your mind that you're not worthy to be used. God said, I don't want perfection. Too many of us here, you have too much perfectionism. Perfectionism will cripple you because you feel that you have to do things a certain way. Wow, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way.